Hi there,
Love
everybody.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my guest is going to be Kevin McGurr Galilee, or Galilee. And he will correct probably what is a mispronunciation of his name. Anyway, my name is Sally Alcorti, and I'm very eager to speak with this gentleman because he has had a hunger strike to bring attention to stopping depopulation by the poisoning of the public. So he really does get into how this global depopulation will go down. I saw him mention that our population currently is at 3.8 billion, the world population. Now, we are being informed that it's at 7.4 billion and growing, while he is stating it's 3.8 billion. Well, needless to say, I'd like to speak with him about that. And because I've also heard it through Lorraine Murray, who is a geoscientist and an extraordinarily informed woman. So it's really important that people realize that our numbers are dwindling and all of the poisons that we are being exposed to, be it in the vaccinations or the chemtrails or the water or the food or nuclear fallout. I mean, all of this plays a part in our extermination. That on top of sterilization. So there are sterilization agents, polysorbate 80 is one of them that I understand is not just in vaccines, but in our food as well. So how do you get away from all of this? And I'm afraid to walk my dog. I know what they're putting on the lawns as weed killers are extremely dangerous as well. So when I walk the dog now, I don't walk him on the grass near the trees. If I see that they have, put down weed killer, I wind up walking in the street, which is, not what you'd like to do with your dog. You want your dog to play around on the grass and have a little bit of fun. But this is not going to be possible come planting time in my neighborhood, believe me. So the safest time for him to take a walk is in the winter or in the snow. And even that, has got all the chemicals from the chemtrails and the aluminum in it. So where do we turn for a pristine environment or just a normal environment? We don't need a pristine environment. We just don't need to be actively poisoned at all times. Now, people call this soft kill. I guess that is what it is. It's not taking us out immediately, but it will take us out eventually. The vaccines I consider the most dangerous in the babies, and unfortunately, this is going unreported by the cause of death is going unreported. The cause of severe reactions in the emergency rooms is going unreported. So, you fall down a flight of stairs and you break a leg and you go to the hospital and everyone wants to go, how'd you break your leg? A child comes in with a swollen brain and nobody's interested to know what happened to that child, other than to accuse the parents of shaken baby syndrome, which is, from what I understand, does not result in a swelled brain. It would affect the neck. So this is really a huge concern, because if these things don't go reported, and one nurse said that he sees two or three cases a night, okay, two or three cases a night, multiply that by every hospital in the United States, and if they're assaulting the children early as they are here, multiply that by every hospital in the world. And how many kids are we talking about here? So anyway, I'm just filling time until my honored guest calls in. For some reason, I believe that he is not getting my message. So, one never knows what transpires when it comes to the computer. And I just had a very good interview with Dr. Jane Orient about how big healthcare is stealing our freedoms and, and ruining the patient-doctor relationship. And I agree with her.
was an interesting interview. We talked about a lot more than just that. And maybe I'll post that interview in the comment area after the program. But Kevin has been on many people's radio talk shows recently, and I can post them underneath. If he doesn't show up on this one, you can hear him being interviewed by other people. And let's see. He has recently published all of his writings, and I made a note of it so that I wouldn't miss it or it wouldn't just run through the stream and get lost. So let me go there now and read to you some of the titles of the things that he's written so you realize why I want to interview him. He also is raising money. He's doing a hunger strike at the Vatican, as he has previously. I believe it starts April 15th through July 15th. Huh. That's a long time not to eat anything, Kevin. I don't know. But anyway, his travels and what have you, he's raising money to support his efforts. And now I'm going to the note area. Hold on, please. Okay, notes. And it says, Kevin Mugur, Galilei. Now I'll read you some of the titles. He says, if you want to know more than a president, the following material contains the sum of my knowledge, and I am providing it free of cost to each and all in order to free the truth and change the international system before it kills us all. Study it if you want to know more than a president, and study it as though your life depended on it, because it does. Okay, the first article is Killing Us Softly, Causes and Consequences of the Global Depopulation Policy. Second one is The Subversion of Medicine and Public Health by International Security Prerogatives. I have a glare on my page, so I'm having trouble reading. Okay, number three is Methods of Depopulation. It's a video 25 minutes long. Another one is Phases of Depopulation, a video 6 minutes long. Addressing Pope Francis, a video 90 seconds long. So those sound easily, go-throughable. Chemical and Biological Depopulation is a 178-page book. Survival or Extinction, a 216-page book. Depopulation and Decarbonation, an article of 6 pages. I was offered millions to stop exposing depopulation, which is a radio interview. The Future of Global Governance, Roadmap Book, 90 pages. The Subversion of Medicine and Public Health by International Security Prerogatives. That's a 60-minute speech. The Epidemiology of Genocide, Medicine as the Handmaiden of Population Control, 73-minute speech. Planetary Wellbeing Authority, radio interview, 79 minutes. Vatican Hunger Strike Timeline, text, images, interviews, and videos. Why a mass killing event is inevitable absent political consensus this September. Well, that sounds like it was, might have been written last year. But anyway, why you are important. Well, I think everybody knows why they're important, but he's going to spell it out for you. I'm interested to see what he's imparting. Planetary well-being amid clashing prerogatives. The preservation of life. Letter to Pope Francis. Letter to Bill Gates, 3 pages. Letter to Gavi, 3 pages. Now, most everybody knows that Bill Gates is the main sponsor or the director of Gavi, possibly the founder of Gavi. Anyway, why your government wants your premature death and seeks it with mandatory flu vaccines. Number 23, how to destroy the depopulation lobby without destroying the world. That sounds good, huh? Turning nature against man, the role of pandemics, vaccines, and genetics in the UN's plan to halt population growth. That's a 34-page article. And he just had another piece that he wrote published, and I will open that and tell you the name of that. It says Epidemiology Open Access. That's the paper that has published this article, Turning Nature Against Man, The Role of Pandemics, Vaccines, and Genetics in the UN's Plan to Halt Population Growth. Well, that was just published in Epidemiology Open Access. Well, the type is too small for me to read without my glasses, which I don't have here. But you get the overall message from Kevin. Stop poisoning us to death, you know? And I'm all for that. So, now, he isn't calling in. And I have a lot of things to do today. Plus, I have another interview that I would like to prepare for. So, if I'm not going to hear from him, I will just say, I'm sorry to have missed him. You have an overview of what he has written or spoken about. You know that he will be fasting from April 15th through the summer till July 15th. I will add a link for you to contribute to his campaign if you wish to support him. And he fasted last time at the Vatican. I believe he will be at the Vatican again doing that this summer. And so if you wish to support him, I'll add a link for you to do that in the comment area. Thank you very much for listening today. I'm sorry that our guest, Kevin Mugur Galilei, was unable to call in. Certainly many things contribute to electronic failure. So I know that he anticipated this interview, and I do not believe I'm being disrespected here. I believe there may be a glitch somewhere between his contacting me and me receiving that contact. All right. All the very best to everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Public Advocate today. Please investigate the links directly under the screen and in the comment area as well. Bye-bye now.